John O'Byrne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I guess there's a bit of confusion about this planet's status, and there was no sort of definite evidence that this planet even existed. How was it actually discovered in the first place?
Well, discovered is an interesting word. We haven't seen it, right? So I can't present you with a picture and say, hey, there's Planet Nine. What we have done, or what the researchers at Caltech and others have done, is looked at the where we have planets in the solar system today and how did they get there? How did the solar system form? And it's been known for quite a while that our solar system is pretty unique. It has very interesting characteristics, and people have been running simulations, computer simulations, to try and understand why the planets are where they are and why they're a certain size. And that's what these guys were doing. They were running these types of simulations, and they have been led to the conclusion that in order to produce the solar system we see today, there must in fact be another biggish planet have been involved. And that planet has now been cast out, relatively, to the outer regions of the solar system, and it's called Planet Nine.
So, do they work that out using anything to do with gravity? I mean, how do they do these simulations?
It's all about gravity. We understand gravitational theory pretty well. You know, Isaac Newton came up with a pretty good theory 300 years ago, and astronomers for many years have been using this to predict the positions of the planets into the future with very great accuracy. But now with computer simulations, we have the ability to essentially run the movie forward or back in time and see what the solar system would have looked like in the dim distant past when it was formed, and also into the future. And with, you know, just the sheer amount of computing power available today, we can now hope to actually understand what happened, in particular in the early history of the solar system. And that leads us to Planet Nine.
Okay, so what was it about the kind of gravitational pulls or effects in our solar system that has been revealed by Caltech that makes them think that there's this other planet there that we didn't know about?
Well, one of the big problems in understanding the formation of the solar system was always where Uranus and Neptune are. They're relatively big planets. They both have a mass which is sort of about 16, 17 times the mass of the Earth. And so they're intermediate between the real giants of the solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, and our more friendly planets, Earth and Mars and so on. And so the question is, well, how do you form those planets out there? And the theory that we have says that, well, you really shouldn't be able to produce such big planets that far out. And so people have been doing these computer simulations with gravitational theory, and came to the conclusion some years ago that, in fact, those planets didn't actually form out there. They formed closer in. The solar system was a bit more compact in its early history. And then with the gravitational tug-of-war going on, particularly with Jupiter, the biggest planet, pushed them out there. And, in fact, that's a very successful theory. It explains all sorts of interesting aspects of our solar system today. But it's not perfect. And it turns out that adding in an extra largest planet, now known as Planet Nine, makes those simulations work even better. And it also explains some of the much more distant objects we see in our solar system, of which Pluto is one. Pluto, of course, is what you talked about earlier as being demoted in 2006. I'm sorry, I'm partially to blame for that.
what caused that demotion? Just take us back to that. What made you decide, amongst other people, that Pluto was no longer to be considered a planet?
So since about 1994, we've been discovering planets around other stars, more distant stars. Again, in most cases, we can't see them. We can just see their gravitational effects. And so it opens up the question is, well, what is a planet? How big do you have to be a planet? And Pluto has always been an interesting case because it's got a very odd orbit. It's a long way out. And unlike Uranus and Neptune, it's very small. So how did that form? What's special about that? And then we've been also discovering similar sorts of objects almost the same size as Pluto, in similar sorts of odd orbits. And so the planetary community came to the conclusion that, well, Pluto is actually just not all that special. It's one of a class of objects out there, which are sometimes called trans-Neptunian objects because they're further out than Neptune. And so it's not special, and so does it deserve the status of a planet? And so in 2006, the International Astronomical Union adopted a definition which said, amongst other things, you have to be, if you're going to be a planet, you've got to be big enough to clear the area up around you, to get rid of the competitors. And all the big planets have done that, but Pluto hasn't.
And you think that this Planet Nine has done that?
Well, according to the simulations, Planet Nine is on another rather odd orbit, even further out than Pluto, much further out than Pluto, in fact. But given its size, the simulations say it would have more or less cleaned up its competitors. And so they are inclined to define it to be a planet. And, of course, it has the added benefit that it puts us back to nine planets in the solar system, doesn't it?
That's right. I nearly said there were nine planets in the solar system at the beginning, but then I realised I'd have to correct myself with the Pluto demotion. Look, a final very quick question, because I realise that you have to go, but David Bowie has just passed away, the star man, and now this new planet has appeared. Is there any correlation here? I'm just asking for a friend.
I have no clear evidence on that one, I'm afraid. I don't know. Do you think we should call it Planet Bowie?
I reckon. Planet Bowie, Planet Starman. I think it would be pretty nice dedication to the man. What do you reckon?
I'll have to take that one up with my colleagues at the International Astronomical Union.
There you go. You heard it here first on 2SER. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.